Feet of my holy master, Asmadeya Paramaradhatam Guru Pada Parma, Nitya Lila Paramishta Om Vishnu Pada, Shtotarasmat, Rupa Nugatari Vada, Sila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, I offer my pranam thousands and thousands of times to the lotus feet of my Sri Rupa Nuga Gaudiya Guru Parama. And then offer my pranam to the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas. Hori hori bifole janava going. Alas, alas, O Hari, O my Lord, my life has passed in vain. My life is futile. Are you lamenting? Are you speaking to Krishna like this and crying? Then Narayana's Thakur is saying, my life has passed in vain. Manusya janama paya, I attained this human birth. Radha Krishna na bhajiya, but I have not served Radha and Krishna. Have you served Radha and Krishna? means chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jayati Jayati Nam Ananda Rupam Varare. This name of Krishna is Ananda Rup, Krishna Himself and Radhika. So, alas, fie on those who chanting the holy name, they do not have the darshan of Sri Krishna's beautiful form. And by their Atma Surup, their soul's identity, directly serve for the pleasure of the divine couple. Their life is wasted. So, if the devotee, he is very concerned about this. Did I have darshan of Radha and Krishna today? Have I served them today? Alas, alas, no. Then my life is useless. And lamenting before Krishna, crying to His holy name, Nama Kripa Bina Koti Koti Yatna Kare Tahara Anata Kabo Nahi Charitare. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, without attaining the mercy of Krishna Nam, you can make millions and millions of endeavors, but you cannot give up anartha, unwanted desires, attachments and bad habits. Niskopote konde yatne namera charane duri hoya nata tahara alpadine. But if someone will make a very determined effort to cry at the lotus feet of Krishna's name, then in only a few days all of his anarthas will be dissipated. How to cry at the lotus feet of the name? Srila Narottama Das Thakur is expressed in this kirtan. So this is the path of perfection. To take shelter of Krishna Nam and be in Sadhu Sangha. Srila Jogananda Pandit said, Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nam Ei Matra Chayai Sansara Janiti Arakona Vastu Nai. Sadhu Sangha, the association of pure Vaishnavas and Krishna Nam. Ei Matra Chayai, this is my only desire, the only thing I want in life. Sansara Janite, in the matter of crossing over the ocean of material existence, Arpon Vastunai, there is no other way. There is no other way. So, by Sadhu Sangha, there in Sadhu Sangha, Satam Prasangam Mama Virya Sambhidam. Sadhu Sangha especially means serving. And by serving and giving honor to the pure Vaishnavas, then all the dirt in the ears is cleaned out. So one can hear the current of Harikatha emanating from their lips. Jnane prasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukharitam bhagatiya vartam. Even Lord Brahma, having the greatest brain in the universe, and not one, four of them. He said, Jnane prasa, don't try to understand Krishna, you cannot. He is a chincha tattva. He is beyond anything you can imagine. Don't try to understand him. Instead, jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya vartam. Dedicate your whole life to this culture of listening to the pastimes of Krishna from the lips of his devotees. Sthane stita where that Qatari is going, stay there. Don't go anywhere else. Sthanestita, stay right there. If Sadhan goes somewhere else, then you can also. But stay in the flow of the Qatar. Sthanestita, Srutikatan, Tanovan, Manogin, dedicate your body, mind and words to this service of hearing. Then, ye prayas ojita dito piasitaistilokam. The Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, who is unconquerable by anyone in the three worlds, will easily become conquered by you. That means, praying, love will appear in the heart. Koimastriyavana chere brahvachara dusta krishne kataisha paramatma niruddha bhava. Nandasuronu bhajitovich vidyopi sakshat sayastano tagadaraja ivo payukta. Even if you don't understand, anyway listen. Uddhav saying, if you don't understand this katha about the glories of the gopis of Vrindavan, no problem. Anyway listen, patiently and with honor. Why? It is like a gadaraja. It is a infallible medicine. If you are sick and you take a medicine, the medicine may or may not work. But if you hear the glories of Raja Gopis from pure Vaishnava, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, this medicine will never fail in this life or the next life. For certain, you attain Krishna praying, falling in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan. So we're coming to Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhav, on the instruction of Sri Krishna, came to Vrindavan. How did he come? What was his transport? Manorath. It was not that he came on a chariot. But hearing from the lips of Krishna about the love of the residents of Vrindavan, his heart was moving. There was a competition between the attraction of Aishwarya of Krishna and Madhurya of Krishna. And hearing from the lips of Krishna about the sweetness of Vrindavan, the Madhurya defeated his attraction to Aishwarya. And so his desires were going there, and Manorath, the chariot of his desires, was carrying him in a flow of rasa to Vrindavan. So we have discussed how he met with Nandabha, Jai Sisi Radha Shama Sundara Juti Jai. And then how the next morning he came out from Nandabhava and took bath in Krishna Kund and remembered his Gayatri mantras. And there he saw a light in the distance in the forest and went towards that light and met with so many Braja Gopis who were wandering here like mad persons, completely absorbing Krishna, weeping day and night. And then among them he saw Srimati Radharani. How Radharani, in the madness of her prema, Mohanakya Mahabhav, Divyunmad, Chitra Jalpa, Udgirna. She became bewildered and was talking to a bumblebee. So many words full of mad. Full of the angry mood of love to Krishna. So then we discussed how, having spoken with the bumblebee, Radhika became unconscious. She fainted, and all gopis around her, they were crying, "Alas, alas! Ha premadike, ha ananda sadike." but Uddhav came there as if he were himself a sporty of Krishna, and taking the garland that Krishna had given him, which was fragrant with Krishna's, the Anga Saurabha, the aroma of his divine form. He kept this by the nose of Radhika and said, "Oh, Krishna is coming, Krishna is coming." And in this way, Radharani opened her beautiful lotus eyes. And to pacify her, Uddhav, he made so many sankalpas, many vows. "I swear I'm bringing Krishna just now, I will bring him. Don't worry." And he began to glorify their prem. Sarvatma bhava dikrito bhavati nama doksaje. Virahena mahabhaga mahanmaya nugraha kata. "Oh gopis, by showing me your separation, you have made me fortunate. You are a sarvatma bhava dikrita. Only you have the adhikar, adhikrita. Only you have the privilege of this mahabhav, sarvatma bhav. So you have, it is my great fortune that you have shown me your separation, Lord." So then, Buddha said, "Listen, an intelligent person, first they will listen to the message of a messenger, and then they will rejoice or lament accordingly afterwards. But if a person only seeing the messenger without listening what he has to say, will start celebrating or weeping and lamenting, then what is this? This is not intelligent." So in this way, Uddhav tried to make gopis become calm and listen. So Uddhav was sitting, Radhika was there, and all the gopis, they surrounded Uddhav. So he mentioned how in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described that Krishna spoke to Uddhav in Mathura. He was on the roof of his Krita Bhavan, play pastime palace. And he spoke with Uddhav and told, "Gatshuddhava brajam somya pitruna pitimavaha gopinam madviyogade matsandeshad vihochaya." Try to keep some Bhagavatam in your heart. So, but Srila Jiva Goswami has explained these verses in a different context. He did not tell about these verses when Krishna was in Mathura. He's telling them now how Uddhav himself, being seated at that place now, it was called Kadamba Kyari, now it's called Uddhav Kyari, where Radhika spoke with the bumblebee, Uddhav seated in the company of all Braj Gopis, he's telling these verses of Krishna to them, how Krishna sent him to Vrindavan. This is very beautiful. You learn one verse. In this there are many thousands of beautiful meanings. And you can remember Krishna in his separation remembering gopis. But now Jiva Goswami said, "No, you can remember this verse in another way. Think how Uddhav is telling and gopis are listening to these same verses in Uddhav Kyari and feeling, see, Krishna's separation from them." So, Uddhav said, "Oh Radhika, oh gopis, Krishna took my hand and said, Gatscha Uddhava Brajam Soumya. Gatscha, go! Where? Brajam Soumya. Oh you whose face is like the moon, emanating nectar, whose beautiful features bring peace of heart to those who are troubled. Pitro now pritimavaha. Give consolation to our parents. Gopinam madviyogadin matsandesha vimochaya." And the gopis are suffering from separation, the pain of separation from me. Release them from this by mat sandesh. So the implication is this. Krishna was saying to Uddhav, "Hey Uddhav," and now Uddhav is telling gopis. There are some women in Braja whose minds are so deep, even I cannot understand them. Therefore, if you try to speak to them yourself, by your own words, you will not be able to relieve their separation. Therefore, mat sandeshar vimochana, you just deliver to them my sandesh, my messages. Sri Krishna said, Tha man manaska mat prada madate chakta daihika mame vadaita prashtam atmanam manasagata. So the highest verse in Bhagavad Gita, it said, man mana bhava mat bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru mame vaisasi satyante patijani priyosime. Man mana, hey Arjun, give your heart to me, give your mind to me. Bhava mat bhakto, become my devotee. Madhyaji mam, do archan, worship me. Namaskaru, bow down to me. Mame vaisasi, and by doing this you will come to me. Satyam te patijani, you will come to me. Not maybe. You will, mame vaisa satyam te, I am telling you this is satyam, this is truth. Patijani, I make this promise. Why? Priyosime, because you are my most beloved, you are very dear to me. This is Krishna's message to you. What does it mean? Manmana bhava, absorb your mind in me. Means, like gopis of Vrindavan. That is ragatmik bhakti. And any ordinary person in this world cannot be like them. We can hear about them, but anyone in this world cannot be like them. So Krishna said, bhava mad bhakto, if you cannot be ragatmik, then be raganuga. Be my devotee means, you cannot be like them, hear about them and try to follow their moods, always praying to them for their mercy, that you can follow in their footsteps. Man mana bhava mat bhakto. And if you cannot follow raga nuga bhakti, then madhyajima, do archan, puja, this means vaidhi bhakti. If you cannot follow raga nuga bhakti, follow vaidhi bhakti. And if following the rules and regulations of vaidhi bhakti is too difficult for you, namaskaru. At least come to the mandir and give namaskar. Oh Krishna, I bow down to you. Why? Because by coming to the temple and giving pranam to Thakurji, there one will meet Vaishnava. By seeing them, one's pap, all sins will fly away. Kaharani kati gele pape dur jai hey mona dayal prabhu keva kota pai. All the sinful propensities in the heart, they run away. When? Only looking at a devotee, pure devotee. If your heart is disturbed by material desires, then what can I do, what can I do? There is, just go and be with a devotee, just look at them. Then when you go back alone, perhaps they will come back. Then come back again. But don't go, stay. So if you go to the temple and give pranam, all the sinful desires will go away and you can follow the rules and regulations of bhakti. By following vaidhi bhakti in the association of pure devotees, it will turn into raganuga bhakti, and afterwards raganuga bhakti will become ragatvik bhakti. Like this. So Krishna said, try to do these things. And I promise, I make a promise 100% this is true. Because you are dear to me, I tell you, come to me. So in Gita, when Krishna said, man mana bhava, he did not explain deeply what it means. But here the example is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna told Uddhava, and now Uddhava is describing to the gopis what Krishna said to him. He's saying, Ta man manaska mat prana madarte chaktadaika mame vadayatam prashtam atmanam manasagata. It means, just to say, at every moment, the gopis remember only me. Their pran, the power of the senses, is carried throughout the body by the pran. That means all of their senses, everything is only to serve me. Every one of us, we have senses. They're called Vishika. But what are these senses for? Anyone doesn't know. Until the person has the darshan of Krishna, that time they realize, oh, now I understand what these senses are for. Our senses are for pleasing Krishna only. That's what they're for. Therefore he's called Rishikesh. So if we begin now, from this world, engaging our senses in Krishna's service, all senses, like Amrish Marad, Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayo Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunana Valane Karau Hari Mandira Marjanajisu Sutim Chaka Chakara Achyuta Satkatodaya. His ears in hearing, his hands in cleaning the temple, his mind in remembering the qualities of Krishna, his head in bowing down, his feet in going on parikrama. If we utilize all of our senses, gradually the senses become purified. And with the purified senses, one can have darshan of Shri Krishna. So the senses of every living being are only for Krishna's service. And Krishna's service is a paradharma, savaibam sam paro dharma, the supreme dharma of every living being. And of all living beings, only gopis are the highest example of using all their senses in the service of Krishna. Anyone else cannot serve Krishna like gopis. So Krishna is saying, Ta man manaska mat prana mad arte chakta dayika mad arte, for the purpose of serving me, for my sake, mad arte chakta dayika, they have given up everything related to the deha and everything related to deha, the body and everything related to the body. What does that mean? Krishna was saying, Uddhava, for my sake, in separation, the gopis, they have given up eating, they have given up drinking, they have given up sleeping, they are giving up bathing and decorating themselves. So then one may say, then how do they stay alive? Sri Krishna is saying here, they are alive only by the constant remembrance of me. This remembrance of me is keeping them alive. In other words, when they remember Krishna in their heart, this vision of Krishna they have, of playing with Krishna, is actually the aprakata lila. Because if gopis really they were separated from Krishna, then they would at once die. So the only reason they're alive is because somewhere in the aprakata lila, they're actually with him. And here, in separation, when they think of him, they're experiencing that and thinking, this is only smaran, only my memories or remembering Krishna. Strange thing, that an ordinary person, when they remember something, they can only remember things that have happened. But in bhajan, when devotee is remembering Krishna, he can remember new things that have not happened. Yet. This is the power of yoga. So, So here, Mother Day, Chakta Dayika, for my sake, they have given up everything related to their body. And mother, here, according to Sanskrit, it can be Mother Day, Achakta Dayika. For my sake, they have not given up everything related to the body. Meaning that in one form, Braj Gopis are wandering in the forest, in a madness. And in another form, they are in their homes. And they are decorating themselves with the jewelry that Sri Krishna sent through Nanda Maharaj as a gift to them, along with his promise to return. And they are bathing, decorating themselves and putting on this jewelry only in the asha, in the hope that, oh, just now, anytime Krishna may come. So both meanings are there. Mame vadayata prashtam. They accept me only as their dayata, as their beloved. What does that mean? Though they are married to, they are married. Krishna said, Mame vadayata prashtam. No, they love only me. They have no attachment for their family members or anything. Ye chakta loka dharmascha mada te tam babamiham. Krishna said, they have given up all dharma for my sake. Tan babamiham. Therefore, I must maintain them. In other words, see, Krishna as a sporty, he goes and he saves their lives. Also, see, Krishna is thinking. When I lived in Vrindavan, at that time, Braj Gopi's love for me was very intense. And we used to meet together secretly. And then they would return to their homes, I would return to my home. And each day, somehow or other, we would try to escape from the eyes of others and meet together secretly. But what happened? Gradually, their anurag, their bhav was growing more and more and more. And it became more and more difficult to conceal. When they're in their homes, even not with me, in the presence of their in-laws and parents, it was extremely difficult for them to conceal, and this love was starting to show outwardly. So because of this, I felt very ashamed that there will be a scandal, that the good name of their families, Vrishabhanu Maharaj's dynasty, my father's dynasty, everything, all will criticize. So I felt very ashamed. And I thought, what can I do? Very soon, everyone will discover our secret. So out of shame, on the pretext of going to kill Kamsa Maharaj, I had to leave Vrindavan. So, Sri Krishna told Uddhav, Ye chakta loka dharmascha. They gave up all worldly religion for my sake. But I left them. Tan bibarmyaham. Therefore, I must maintain them. That means that Krishna is saying that if an ordinary devotee in this world, they are wherever, living in their country, with their house and money and all, comfort and everything, but they hear some Harikata. And hearing this Harikata, they leave their home, they leave their family, and they come to Vrindavan. And they've left everything only to dedicate themselves to me. Then even If they're skalita, that means they slip or they fall on the path of bhajan. Krishna said, but I cannot give them up. Because they have sacrificed everything just for me. So even if they are failing, I cannot leave them. So Krishna says, Tan Bibhamya, if I cannot leave them, then how can I leave gopis? How can I not maintain them? I must maintain them. So then, Sri Krishna said, Maita prayasam prashti duraste gokulastriya smarantyunga vimuhyanti virahokkhanta vivalaha. If someone will ask, if Uddhava would have asked to Krishna, hey, if gopis are feeling so much separation, why don't they come here to Mathura? Then Krishna will say, why would they come here? They are attached to me in Gopavesh, as a coward boy in Vrindavan. Shamam niranya paridim banamalya baha. Dhatu prabala natu vaisha manu bratanse. Shukadev Goswami said, how beautiful is his complexion like a rain cloud, with a pitambar, yellow cloth, like lightning on the cloud of his chest. His face and body painted with the dhatu, the colored minerals from Kamyavan. His curling hair falling over his face, laughing, smiling, and twirling a lotus flower in his hand. Sri Krishna's Rupa Madhuri of Braja. But in Mathura, he has no peacock feather, no flute, and he has to do all the duties of a Kshatriya, a prince. They cannot bear to see Krishna in this condition. So Krishna is saying, Mahita prayasam praste duraste gokulastriya smarantanga vimuyanti, means when the gopis, the gokulastri, the ladies of Gokul, they are remembering me and they remember that they have gone far away to Mathura, then vira utkantya vivala, they become overwhelmed with intense anxiety and separation. What does it mean? It means that Braj gopis, they are having the spurti of Krishna every moment and seeing him, speaking with him. But then suddenly when the spurti disappears and they remember, oh, Krishna's not here, he's duraste, he's far away. Then oh, then hi, hi, ha ha Krishna tumi gela kati, ha ha Krishna tumi gela kati, oh Krishna, where have you gone? Ha ha Shama Sundara, ha ha Pitam Bharadara, ha ha Rasa Vilasa Nagara, oh Shama Sundara. Oh Pitambaradhara, you who in the Raslila, you held your Pitambara around your neck like this and begged for forgiveness from us. Oh Rasa Vilasa Nagar, my hero of the Raslila, where have you gone? In the bewilderment of separation, Radharani, she is in Udgirna. Udgirna means a book. Bewilderment of the mind in separation, and she thinks, oh, Krishna is here, I'll meet with him this evening, let me make a garland. And she takes flowers and is happily making a garland for Krishna. Then when the garland is ready, then she remembers, Krishna is not here. And she just looks at the garland and weeping. And as she's weeping, then she feels Krishna comes and with his two hands he covers her eyes. And I say, who is there? Lalita, is that you? Vishakha, is that you? Then Krishna comes in front. No, it's me, Krishna. Then Krishna takes his pitambar and seeing the tears which were running down the face of Radhika, he's drying her tears. Radharani is telling, why did you leave me? Krishna tells, I will never leave you. Then Radhika extends her arms to embrace him and closes her eyes. But then, no one is there. Virabhut Kanta Vivala. When she suddenly remembers Krishna is not there, then hi, hi, alas, alas, and overwhelmed with anxiety, she faints. This is the meaning of Krishna's words to Uddhav. And Uddhav is telling these words of Krishna to Vrajagopis. Dharyatta Pritchena Praya Pranam Katanchana. Uddhav said, see, Krishna told to me that somehow or other Braj Gopis hold on to their life. Ati Pritchena, but it's extremely difficult. But how do they stay alive? Well, Uddhav will describe tomorrow. Vali Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Jai Vrasanivar.